ready to go? Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody here today, councillors and staff, and declare the meeting open at 10 o'clock. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which we work and live, the Palawa people of this land, Tasmania, and recognise their continuing connection to the land, skies and waters, and we pay respect to the elders past and present. Live audio streaming. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to advise you that today's council meeting is being live streamed and recorded. This means that members of the public who are unable to attend in person can still observe the proceedings. By remaining in the chamber, you are consenting to being filmed and recorded. Please be mindful of your actions and contributions as they will be visible to the public, and thank you for your cooperation. 24.1, everybody is in present. 24.1.2, we have no apologies. 24.1.3, we have no leave of absence. And 24.1.4, we do have the staff in attendance. And we'll move straight into 24.2.1, which is public question time. We do have one there that's come in from Todd Dudley. Would you like to respond to that, please, John?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Confirmation.
We haven't got to there yet.
Oh, sorry, I was just looking at it. Sorry, my fault. Well, it says
24.4.1.
24.2.1.
Okay. So, John.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The response is that Council is yet to finalise the budget for the 24-25 year. Previous council decisions on this matter will be taken into account when framing the budget.
Thank you, John. Do we have any other further questions from the public? Councillor Carter?
I have two questions. One from Peter Beattie, 12 Scamander Avenue. In 2012, the council sued the developer of the Wrinklers Estate subdivision for planning breaches. Could the council please explain how it is that they continue to use the water retention basin on the development when it is never approved on the planning application? And further, did the council do an assessment of the amount of water that will come off hard surfaces in the stage 2-3 phases of the development and subsequently run into the water retention basin due to the fact that the water retention basin reached capacity in the February flood event experienced predominantly in St Helens?
And question two?
And I have a second one, which is from Dale Matheson, Laguna Esplanade Scamander. I won't read his preamble, but it obviously explains the questions. The question to council is, whose responsibility is it when the footpath is obstructed by wheelie bins? Remembering the law states any obstruction of a footpath must provide an alternative in the immediate vicinity, otherwise the said obstruction is illegal.
Thank you very much. If you'd pass them up to Anita, there'll be a response within 7 working days. Any other questions from the public? Councillor Drummond.
This one is from Mr. Neil Hill of St Mary's. Further to the discussion at last month's meeting about the potential new St Mary's dog exercise park at the railway precinct, who gave permission to council for anybody to fence off part of this heritage area to alienate the area from the general public's use?
That'll be 7 working days. Councillor Johnson.
This is from Joe Trevelyan, 5 Howard Street, Falmouth. Dear Liz, like many Falmouth residents, I'm deeply upset by the recent butchering of our Falmouth trees and bushes lining our streets. What was the specific reason for this butchering? Exactly how much did it cost? Was this cost derived from length of road covered, volume of branches cut, or time on the job? The word around Falmouth is that this was a result of a caravan getting scratched and the owner's insurance company threatening to sue the council. This has caused much anger and disbelief amongst the residents. Why are some plants up to 2 metres from the edge of the road cut back fiercely, whilst huge dead branches left hanging over the road? Does this seemingly random approach fit the council's best practice standards for the treatment of roadside vegetation? How does this approach work going forward? Leaving many branches split rather than sawn leaves the plant open to disease, and hacking all branches along the vertical plane will cause trees to grow back thicker and hence become more of a problem in the future. Finally, with all roads in Falmouth having a 40k limit, leaving trees along the road, which in many cases residents have lovingly planted and cared for, while judiciously lopping and the occasional problem branch, provides a natural strategy in speed reduction, fitting for the place. It should also be noted, trees in a street provide measurable mental health benefits. Whilst this tree mutilation method may be appropriate for certain situations, it has no place whatsoever in a small rural hamlet. Thank you for bringing these questions to the council.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. If you could please email that through to Juanita.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Do we have any further questions from the public? We have none. We'll move to 24.3.0, declaration of an interest of a councillor or close associate. Councillor Fever.
It's with the Bay of Fires Winter Arts Festival. Motion, I'll step out for that one because my partner's on the committee.
Thank you very much. If you'll just...
I've done the form.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else? Councillor Barnes?
No, the House is Tasman.
Thank you very much. And you'll notify when need to sign the paper. Do we have anybody else? Councillor Wright? Thank you very much. We'll move to 24.4.1, confirmation of the minutes of the last council meeting on the 15th of April. And I have somebody move. Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Chappell. Do we have any discussion on those minutes and the accuracy? We have nothing. I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.5.0 is the council workshop held since the 15th of April for your information. We've had two, the financial workshop, the special one, as well as our normal one. 24.6.0 is the planning authority, and pursuant to section 25 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, the Mayor has now informed the Council that it's acting as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. Can I have somebody move that we go on to planning? Councillor Johnson, seconded Councillor Oldham. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.6.1, the Natural and Cultural Values Management Shelter and Amenities Block. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Councillors.
Deb, would you like to walk us through this one for us, please?
Certainly. So this is DA 041 of 2024. It's a development occurring on the Tasman Highway, St Helens. It's within the Natural and Cultural Values Management Use Class, and the development includes the construction of a shelter and amenities block. So the shelter and amenities block will provide small-scale facilities for activities conducted on the site in relation to that use class, Natural and Cultural Values Management. So the use class assigned allows for the use of land to protect, conserve or manage ecological systems, cultural sites and landscape values. So examples of development that you might find within this use class include track work and maintenance, management outbuildings being constructed and offices and perhaps interpretive structures. So they're just examples of what you might find associated with that use class. So the use class is in line with the activities that have been proposed on the site, and the natural and landscape values associated with the site, they're largely managed through a registered conservation covenant. With a relatively small area outside of the covenant, and they've located those structures within that area. So the site has a land area of approximately 194.5 hectares, with the site cover associated with this development totalling around the 40.4 square metre land, area. So the proposed use and development relied on demonstrating it was able to satisfy three performance criteria. and an assessment against these provisions is contained within the body of the report. The application received one representation, and the concerns raised by the representer mainly centred around the protection of natural values, including landscape and scenic values. So these also have been addressed within the body of the report. There is an error within the report which relates to Condition 2, with the description of Condition 2 including the term residential in residential car parking. So that's failed to be omitted. So we will omit the term residential, and the title for Condition 2 will be car parking only. Okay. We've applied a condition to in relation to weed and disease planning and hygiene. And additionally, there's a condition relating to the ongoing management of any disturbed areas for regeneration and weed management that are associated with the outbuildings and the amenities block. The on-site wastewater management system will be assessed via the building and plumbing application phase in accordance with appropriate standards, and a recommendation for approval has been given.
Thank you very much for that, Deb, for that comprehensive undertaking of that DA. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Fever, seconded Councillor Carter. Councillor Fever, would you like to comment?
I just support the officer's recommendation, noting that it's a very small construction on a large piece of land.
Okay. It's a very thorough report, and more than happy to support it.
Thank you. Do we have any questions to our planning officer? John, you've got a...
Councillor Johnson, first, I've got a query.
Okay. Councillor Johnson.
Thank you for this very thorough report and work on it. My question is really around the scenic values and the building materials. I note here that was one of the... something that came up, that the building materials are different to what would be appropriate for visibility, and the reason given that they are not using what are seen under the planning scheme as the acceptable type of materials is that there's currently vegetation, so you can't see it from the road. That's not always going to be the case. I'm just wondering, is it, prudent, I suppose, of us to ask them to use appropriate materials, and why is it that it is so difficult for them not to use those that are in the planning scheme, keep the integrity of the planning scheme?
So there are a few areas where we need to consider this. The first one being the scenic road corridor. This one actually falls outside of the scenic road corridor, meaning it's greater than 100 metres from the road casement. So that provision didn't need assessment. It is brought up again in the landscape zone. And once again, we've got quite substantial separation from boundaries that would lead us to believe that it's unlikely that this will be visible, because it relates, the materials that are don't meet the scheme relate to the roof materials. So there's an element of reflectivity there which will go over time. With another condition placed within the list of conditions is that they're to allow the regeneration of vegetation around that structure to give it a further barrier for any visible use in future. Yeah. So we believe it was adequately addressed in relation to what codes were applicable, distance from the boundaries, the further use of the site, and the ongoing regeneration of vegetation immediately around that area.
Thank you for that. John?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to clarify, just in relation to Condition 2 and the amendment which you have identified.
Yes, is to just delete,
just to delete the words
residential.
Just the word residential. So Condition 2 will be car parking.
Residential use, both words get deleted.
Yes.
Do we have any further questions?
Just to follow up, what page is that on?
Page 11.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If we have no further questions, I'm taking this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. The Mayor has advised the Council is now concluding its meeting as a planning authority under Section 25 of the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulation 2015. Can I have somebody move that we move out of planning? Councillor Chappell, seconded Councillor Carter. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.7.1 is Council Meeting Actions and Outstanding Matters. John, would you like to go through this or just take questions?
Happy to take questions, Mr. Mayor.
Do we have any questions on this, please? Councillor Drummond?
Can I just ask, in relation to page 109, this is the Online Access Centre Fund and Charter Raising. I was just wondering where we're at with that lobbying of the government. Sorry, I know that, and that's why I'm asking, because the government has been changed, and it's like, where are we at with it, with the new government now in place?
Thank you, Councillor Drummond. Chasing the new minister and drawing the new minister's attention to the history of the matter. So they're settling into their portfolios, but yeah, unfortunately, there's been a ministerial change.
Regarding the reconciliation action plan, I know there were some problems with staffing there. Do we actually have a date for that first meeting now?
Mr. Mayor, I need to check with the Manager of Community Services.
We're just waiting on a revised
PC. Thank you very much. And I think that was, yep, that's it. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Councillor Johnson.
On page 104. Just about the native forest restoration in Skyline, Tier and Scamander Forest. Just wondering if there's a possibility to put a time frame around the drafting of that and how we're going to communicate it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll just have to check with the NRM coordinator in relation to that.
On page 109, I'd just like to say the 100% around the live streaming. I'd like to congratulate the council for this happening because I think it's it's a good thing to be doing, and I do know that we're getting people watching. It would be good to see how that continues and how we can make that more accessible to more of the people in our community.
Any questions, Councillor Drummond? Johnston, I meant, sorry.
Thank you that we have here. Just a number on page 111. Community landscape plan or policy for a township. I'm just asking, 25% of it has been done. How are we going there? That's, I think, quite an important piece of work. And especially with, for me, what has just recently happened in Falmouth, it's pertinent that I ask where we're at with that policy.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. I'm just working my way through to that one. So which council meeting was that one at? The February council? February? So just in relation to that, obviously, because it's been dealt with internally, really depends on availability of resources there as well. And the current focus has very much been on budget, delivery of that. But obviously, as we get through this process, then our attention will turn back to completion of these. But that's a situation that we have. It's an important one, and it links into a number of other pieces as well. But having the resources, there's only so much council officers can get done at any one point in time.
Any other questions? Okay, if we have no further questions, we'll move on to 24.8.0, as petitions, which we have nil, and 24.9.1, notice of motion. Councillor Carter, would you like to move your motion?
Yeah, is that exactly what I've got to do, ask to move the motion? Yep, thank you.
And we have a seconder for that, Councillor Wright. Now, Councillor Carter, would you like to speak to your motion?
I guess there's a fairly extensive explanation of my motion in that submission. I think there are a couple of points that I might elaborate on. One, that the existing complex plan specifies a 10 by 10, and that was a sort of a motivational exercise to get some activation in that area in terms of things that can be done at reasonable cost and predominantly through volunteer labour. So they're trying to achieve 10 goals over a period of 10 months and with 10% of their effort. And what I mean by that is if you're a bowling club member, that you do some work outside of just the bowling club and contribute to the greater good. So in terms of this walking track, it's probably seen as the heart or the connection for the whole community in terms of getting people up the hill and getting them involved in that community beyond the sporting opportunities that exist up there. So that's the reason for this motion.
Thank you very much, Councillor Carter. Councillor Wright, you have any comments? Obviously, there's a report being sought for this, and it sounds to me like it's a pretty important part of Scamander to have this one up and running. Do I have any other comments on this, for or against? For or against? For?
Yep. I'm not against it. I'm very supportive of it. I just have a fear that, and we've talked about this before, we have the recreational trail strategy and we have a list of tracks that need to be completed within the municipality. Whilst I'm very supportive of this particular local programme, I wouldn't like to see that impacting in any way on that list of trails that are sitting there existing, and as we talked about, getting funding for those trails on a rolling basis. So that's my only comment. I am supportive of it. I just don't want to see it happening at the cost of losing other things that have already been identified and put into a waiting phase.
Against?
No.
Anybody against this? For? Councillor Johnson?
I hear what Councillor Drummond has said. I think what I really like about this is this about the volunteer contribution. For me, that's something that we're always looking for, so very much supportive of that. And the idea of having trails that connect people, and in that precinct where we are wanting people to work collaboratively, I think it's a wonderful initiative. And I would hope that potentially this is providing potential the council by supporting something like this, other communities to look at that volunteer contribution in improving their surrounds. So I thank the councillor for bringing this to us, and also acknowledge what Councillor Drummond has said about making sure that it doesn't impact on our trail strategy and the priorities that we have there.
Have we got anybody else for or against? If not, Ian, would you like to close?
I appreciate exactly what Councillor Drummond said in regards to the concern of setting a plan up and then deviating slightly. What I would say is, in this particular example, it can be made shovel-ready very quickly, and one of the major problems we have with our proposals in round trails are we're predominantly dealing with landowners who are slow in supporting our initiative. So this is something that the land is owned by council and we can progress it quite quickly through the community support. So I think that's the slight difference, that we're too often dealing with agencies that do not allow us to progress our walking trails.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. So I will take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.9.2 is the Algar emergency motion. Deputy Mayor Chappell. Could I have a seconder? Councillor Johnston. Councillor Chappell, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It
that's there before you. It's quite, there's been quite a lot of work that's gone into this, and firstly I'd like to thank Jane and Councillors Drummond Johnston and Councillor Carter for their participation in helping to put this together as well. As we know, it's regardless of women's status in society, age, religion, political views or address, violence against women does not discriminate, and it affects women from all walks of life. Local governments can play a crucial role, as we know, in addressing violence against women and advocating for cultural and societal change due to our very close proximity to our communities. We're well placed to implement these policies, but we do need support from all levels of government. We are doing significant and important work in this space, and we could do more with a lot more support.
Thank you very much, Councillor Chappell. Councillor Johnson, would you like to speak to this?
I think for our council to take a leadership role in this, not only in Tasmania but in Australia, I think that is speaks for itself, and it makes me feel very proud that we are putting this forward, and thanks to all that have put the work in and acknowledging it. I do note that we are also... it is a time in Australia, or all over the world, but it's a moment in time that we can actually really get this out, and we can show great support, and hopefully having this in our local, in local government, it will make it something that we think about in all that we do.
Thank you. Do you have anyone who would like to speak against this? I wouldn't have thought so. Anyone like to speak for this or in support of? Councillor Drummond.
Just to say that I think this is a vital motion. We started this process back in 2020 when we had Tricia Miles come to us from our watch and speak to council about the prevalence of domestic and family violence in our community. Whilst that was an internal process and we launched, or we put on the community website, the domestic violence is never okay, and we started looking at resources in the community, I think this is taking it to the next level, and I thank Councillor Chappell for raising it at the ARGA level. And I think, yeah, this is a space in which we should be very active because it is impacting large numbers within our communities. So thank you.
Thank you very much to everybody, and I personally thank Councillor Chappell. We spoke about this, and this we thought was the best way to go, and I think it's a very good way to go. So if everybody's happy, Councillor Chappell, you have no more to say? I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much. 24.9.3. Once again, Councillor, Deputy Mayor Chappell.
I'd like to put the
motion forward, second this motion. Councillor Drummond. Councillor Chappell, you'd like to speak to your motion.
Leading on from our other one, I think this is something, more things that we can do internally ourselves. The motion is there before you. Again, the statistics are changing again in the last couple of weeks since we've spoken, so I won't go into the details that we've got there, but we do need to be taking a stand and leading by example ourselves locally, especially if we're asking the higher levels to step up as well. There's some really good awareness projects that we can do, and I would immediately love if we could look into a report and obviously get some community events happening and awareness as much as we can.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We've missed the 1st of May this year, which is National Domestic Violence Remembrance Day, and perhaps that's something that going forward we can actually acknowledge in our... that's actually for women who have died under those circumstances, and it's... I can't say celebrated, but it's honoured every year on that day. So I think if we can start doing activities like that in our community, making it, it's like mental health and the stigma associated with mental health. The more we talk about this stuff, the more people are willing to come forward and expose that they've been in this situation and to ask for the help that they need. So, yeah, thank you.
Councillor Wright, would you like to speak?
I just want to say that I'm fully supporting the previous, and it's such a huge issue, and it's very timely that we, you know, start to do something. And I know that we have been talking about this for some time, and I think it's just, you know, very important that it is addressed, and very pleased to see it come forward.
Thank you very much, Councillor Wright. Do we have any other comments, Councillor Johnson?
Again, very supportive of this and acknowledging that this violence against women is something that has been an issue for decades. It is a moment in time, and I do appreciate that it has been brought forward, and I do hope that this moment in time and this motion will allow us to bring forward these more events and keep it front of mind as we work through all of the work that we do as councillors in this community.
Thank you very much. Do we have Councillor Chapp? Would you like to wrap up?
No, just thank everybody on this one.
Thank you. I'll take this one to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much for that. And thank you very much, Councillor Chapp. 24.10.0, Councillor's questions on notice. We have nil. 24.11.0, Councillor's questions without notice. Councillor Johnston.
I have to pull mine up, sorry.
Councillor Drummond.
Thank you, Chair. This only came up because we had the budget workshop last week, and I was thinking about this after the budget workshop, so I was too late to get the question in. We were talking about the waste transfer station and the mulch, and I would be very interested and ask if we were possibly able to look at a costing that would allow us to increase the temperatures in the mulch to kill those weeds, so we can look at that when we go into the budget deliberations. I hope there's enough time for that to happen, but it's around what would we need and how much would that cost to enable us to have weed-free compost that we're providing to the community, so that we can think about that moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You'll pass that on to Juanita. We have further questions without notice. Councillor Johnston.
My questions are in relation to what happened recently on the roadside cutting of mature established young trees and bushes in Falmouth. I have had a number of telephone calls and conversations with Falmouth residents. Many residents are concerned and upset, explaining that the trees and plants lining the roads make Falmouth the village it is, and they've been harmed. One resident was in tears and said that they'd nurtured and cared for two of the damaged trees for 40 years. Some residents noted that council facilitates township plans, which residents participate in good faith. They then went on to say that no residents have asked for the roadside vegetation to be slashed the way it has been during the week of the 13th of May 2024. Residents also asked why they hadn't been consulted and why they hadn't been informed about the slashing cutting of the roadside vegetation. Residents are understandably upset and bewildered by the above. My questions without notice are, why was the slashing cutting of the roadside vegetation in Falmouth in the week of the 13th? Why was there, slashing and cutting of the roadside vegetation in Falmouth in the week of the 13th of May 2024? I do have this all written to send you. Why were the Falmouth residents not consulted about the slashing cutting of the roadside vegetation in the week of the 13th of May 2024? Why were the Falmouth residents not informed about the slashing of the roadside vegetation? Why wasn't the slashing cutting of the roadside vegetation in Falmouth communicated via Council's Facebook page and the Council newsletter? Why was the slashing cutting of the roadside vegetation in Falmouth random? It varied from one road to another and from one verge to another. Is there a standard for the cutting of roadside vegetation? And if so, did council have this as an expectation for the contractors or the council work team? Thank you.
Thank you. If you can,
and I'll forward that to Anita.
Mail that to Anita. Thank you. Do we have any further questions without notice? Thank you. 24.12.1 is the Mayor's communication for the period ending 20th of May. 24.12.2 is the councillors' reports for period ending 20th of May. Brigade A Chamber of Commerce, Councillor Chappell.
It was quite a long meeting, the last one, a bit of a catch-up, which was really good. There was some information that they've brought forward. There's been a access to a regional tech hub, which helps businesses with training and education. I can send you some notes on this if you like. The visitor map that they produce is nearly complete. They're just waiting for a couple more advertising spaces on the back of that, and then that'll be ready for businesses to hand out, which is always quite popular. They encourage people to vote for the Binlong Bay top tourism town, which has now closed. We were able to source a rep from Chamber of Commerce for the Bendigo Bank Stadium Committee, which was good. I gave the council update and fielded questions on notice to provide an update. Of course, there was one in regards to, again, questions about the sealing of the Anson's Bay Road. And they're after the current status of the LPSs as well. And we had a presentation from the history rooms and the visitor information centre, which was amazing and really informative. So I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Chappell. NRM Special Committee, Councillor Drummond.
We haven't had a meeting, but we do have one in approximately 2 weeks on the
4th of June. Thank you. East Coast Tourism, Councillor Barry Lefebvre.
We have a two-day meeting next Wednesday, Thursday at Bishnoe.
Thank you very much. Mental Health Action Group, Councillor.
I'm attending an event at Fingal on Thursday regarding mental health.
Thank you very much. Access Inclusion Advisory Committee, Councillor Drummond.
We've got a meeting in just over 1 week's time, 29th of May, and we will be taking the policy review to the committee in the draft form, ready for approval to go out to community consultation. And I've also sent in a short piece on carers' support groups to be included in the newsletter when there is space. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Biofires Master Plan Steering Committee, Councillor Carter.
Excited to tell you we've had a meeting. We had a meeting on the 8th of this month. We reviewed the brief that's going out to the tenderers. The original tenderers are being provided with that brief. A couple of exciting things about it, I imagine, would be that we've extended the study of the Bay of Fires to include up to Deep Creek, so I think that's a really good move. And we've also received some positive information, which will be included in the brief from Grace Keith in regards to the tourism support of that venture. So exciting times that it's progressing along, finally.
Excellent. Thank you very much to everybody for that. 24.13.1 is the Corporate Services Department report. Good morning, Ange.
Hey, guys.
Ange, would you like to comment on the Corporate Services Department report?
I really don't have anything to add. Unfortunately, I've been away, hence the investment schedule is not included in the department report. But we have, with the investments, we have started our program for the 24-25 financial year with rolling over some of our investments going forward. So we're starting that program moving forward. So next month you'll get sort of the full report again with where that's at. But happy to take any questions and get responses, because I wasn't here when Rao prepared this, so.
Thank you. Can I get somebody move the report we received? Councillor Fever and seconded Councillor Drummond. Any questions, please, to Ange on this, if we have any? I think you got let off pretty lightly this morning, Ange. Okay, I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. The 24.13.2 is the monthly financial report. And Ange, obviously there's a lot of notations on here that's on the bottom of the page, first page, that just bringing people up to speed. Is there anything that you'd like to add to the report?
No,
can I have somebody move that the report be received? Councillor Chappell and seconded Councillor Fever. Any questions on the monthly financial report, please? We've done very well. I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. 24.13.3 is the Visitor Information Centre report. Ange, anything there?
No, nothing further to add. It's got all the detail in there, direct from the Visitor Information Centre and History Room. So.
Thank you very much. Can I have somebody move that the report be received? Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Chappell. Any questions? I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.13.4 is the review of council delegations. Ange, would you like to speak to this one, please?
This item was presented to the last workshop to council, and these delegations are just the operational side of things. It doesn't change what we already do and how we address various aspects of the legislation, e.g. the cap management, things like that. It's just providing delegation to officers to be able to undertake the duties as required. So Simmons Wolf Hagen's legal advice is attached for information, as well as the reviewed delegations.
Thank you. Can I have somebody move the officer's recommendations, Councillor Barnes and seconded Councillor Wright? Any questions on the delegations to Ange? Councillor Carter?
Not a question, it's just a comment that CAT Management's receiving a fair bit of media attention at the moment, which I think is a very positive thing.
If we have no questions, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.13.5 is the audit panel minutes. Ange, would you like to comment on that?
The audit panel minutes from the 18th of March are tabled for council's information.
Can I have somebody move that council receive the minutes? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Chappell. Any questions on the audit panel minutes? We have none. I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.14.1 is the Works and Infrastructure Report. Good morning, David.
Good
morning, Mayor. David, is there anything you'd like to talk to?
If I may, just a couple of updates on a couple of projects. The junction works on the intersection of Georges Bay Esplanade and Cecilia Street across the road here. There's been a minor delay in finishing that. We're waiting on State Growth to do work on the southern traffic lane so that we can marry the new intersection in with that road. That matter is currently unresolved, but we're working diligently to try and get that resolved. So as soon as possible, we'll finish that. There's been a minor delay in the construction of the roundabout at Madeira and Circassian Street. We've got some contractor delays around laying curb and channel which is required, and that impacts the rest of the project. So that program's now been moved to June, July. It'll be a month late. Anson's Bay Waste Transfer Station, we've had an issue there on the 7th of May, where the green waste was burnt without approval and without permits in place. The Anton's Bay Brigade were involved with that, so we're doing an investigation of that currently because that poses a lot of questions around why these things happen, and we are required by various regulations to have permits in place for that type of activity. Speed limit, a couple of speed limit proposals I'll be bringing back to the council. It involves the 40 kilometre speed zone, signposted speed roads in Anson's Bay. There's a recommendation coming to have that converted to a 40 zone like it is at Falmouth. And since we've sealed North Anson's Bay Road from the junction of Anson's Bay Road into the town, what happens when you seal a rural road is by default you increase the speed limit to 100. And so we then need to go back and review that speed limit and seek approval from Transport Commissioner to have that modified. So those two matters around speed zones will be coming back shortly.
Thank you very much, David. Anything else? Can I have somebody please move the officer's recommendation? The report be received. Councillor Chappell, seconded Councillor Beaver. Any questions, please, to David on the report? If we have none, I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.14.2 is the animal control report. David, as per the workshop.
Yeah, this at the workshop we discuss what's happening with animal control in more detail. This here is a summary of activity.
Thank you very much, David. Can I have somebody move that the report be received? Councillor Wright, seconded. Councillor Carter. Any questions on the animal control report? We have none. I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.14.3 is the waste transfer station motor oil disposal charge. David, would you like to speak to this one, please?
The disposal, the fee for motor oil disposal was previously free. The oil contractor, who is Hagen Oil, have indicated that there's a disposal fee of $1.25 per litre. This was missed in the fees and charges review, and that was just my fault for that. I just missed putting it in, but it's recommended essentially that council adopt the disposal fee of $1.25 per litre, including GST. As a fee, because there is now a cost for disposing of oil.
Thank you very much, David. Can I have somebody move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Wright, seconded. Councillor Olden. Any questions or comments to the works manager on this? No. Councillor Wright?
Just that I was surprised.
Okay, if we have no further questions or comments, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much, David. Good morning, Chris. 24.15.1 is the Community Services Report. Chris, would you like to talk to and walk your way through this one?
Thank you, Mayor. So we had a discussion with Reconciliation Tasmania late last week, so it missed the agenda. We're just waiting on a revised fee schedule to come in, and there have been some changes in the fee structure, so before we can start the process we need to get that all signed off. As I've mentioned, the Scamander Bomara survey has closed, and we'll be bringing a report to the June workshop with the outcomes of that in regards to Bomara's Park and the outdoor gym equipment for Scamander. I'd like to thank all those that attended the volunteer event at Easy Tiger. I think everyone that came enjoyed it thoroughly, and it was a great event to do as well, to acknowledge the volunteers and all the work they do for our community. But if there's any questions?
Thank you very much, Chris. Can I have somebody move the officer's recommendation the report be received? Councillor Johnston, seconded. Councillor Barnes. Any questions to our community services officer? Councillor Carter.
Not exactly a question, just some comments and support. In the recent month, there's been quite a number of important forums. I'll just list a couple of them. The LGBTIQA Plus and Disability Forum occurred on the 18th of April, and obviously council officers helped coordinate that. I guess my point would be I hope we can encourage that forum to continue on an annual basis, because it's really important that our community begins to understand the complexity of the whole circumstance. I certainly was very challenged by the by being present, but certainly came out well informed and much more prepared to consider things. So I think it's something that's vital in our community, and they did indicate that they'd be happy to come back on an annual basis, and I think we should continue to support that organisation. The community garden was extremely well attended, and again, I think it was an absolutely fantastic experience to see the effort that went into creating that event, but more importantly, the number of people that attended it and enjoyed the whole circumstance. I also sat in on the youth collective meeting, and Leah made a presentation on that day, which was quite amazing. But I think what concerns me about that youth collective meeting, we had it to try and ensure that there was support for youth into the future. And by the number of people present on the day, that was quite evident, and people want it to continue and they want to support it. I guess it's, again, a matter of how we, most of these sorts of things depend on funding from other sources, particularly the government. and when those sorts of things are tardy, then you tend to lose some of your staffing profile and you need to start again and all that sort of stuff. So I guess the resolve that came from the meeting is to make sure it continues into the future and supported, and I hope that that will be the case. And can I just finish by saying going to that volunteer afternoon was an amazing event from the point of view of a councillor, but it was quite inspiring. But I think it's important that council knows just how much it was appreciated by most of the volunteers that I spoke with. So thank you, Chris, for that as well.
Thank you very much, Councillor Carter. You made a lot of very valid points and comments there, and I think everybody appreciates that. Councillor?
Can I ask Councillor Barnes just to update councillors on the youth projects?
You certainly can. Councillor Barnes, would you be able to step up to the plate, young man?
I can. So we've identified at the neighbourhood house that the youth projects are really important. We have, at the last board meeting, allocated $25,000 from our own budget to support those programs until the end of the year. We have Brian Mitchell attending to talk about youth programs on a Friday in the first couple of weeks of June. I forget which date that actually is. Brian had been at the house previously, and we pointed out that the current funding was DSS funded through the federal government, and I think got him on the back foot. So, yeah, he's coming back to have a chat with us around possible funding around that program, hopefully, moving forward. And we've also have approached Bendigo Bank and I'm waiting a response if they can give us some sponsorship around youth programs into the future.
Chris, have you got any further comments? Councillor Johnson?
Thanks for that update from the neighbourhood house, Councillor Barnes. I was going to ask about that it was in the area of youth, how that there is wanting to be meetings. It would be good, it seems now, that the neighbourhood house is looking at taking on some of these wonderful projects and initiatives. Just wondering, is there a role for council, councillors, to have set up a regular meeting with youth to bring that forward?
Through you, Mayor. So I meet with neighbourhood houses as well when we met with the groups. I've also had separate meetings with Tiny, with Free to Be, to try and keep that on the ground running and also extended in some ways. So there are ongoing conversations that we're having as well. So, yeah.
Mayor, through you, Mayor. Just the other one was to thank the council and also obviously all the volunteers for what they did for the festival. I attended as a councillor, but I also attended as a volunteer, and it was a wonderful event, and the volunteers, and thanks to others that do a lot of in the volunteering space, like Councillor Drummond, we were all there and we very much enjoyed it, and it was a great celebration, and thanks to the council for doing that, and I enjoyed the colour of orange, Mayor.
It's a bright colour. Councillor Drummond.
I was just going to say that the youth collective meeting that Councillor Carter
and
the chair is
an open meeting
to anyone who wants to attend,
and that's a group of community members, youth, council and interested parties in youth, and they're trying to keep that going. So I think I've got the next date in mind. So that's one way of getting engaged with that youth space. It's something that Tani and those girls started off, and it's ongoing, even though some of the groups are losing their funding. A few meetings ago, two or three meetings ago, it was determined just to keep it going with the community and with youth themselves. So that's always worth attending, and I normally do get there. I had to miss this one because I was having some procedure in Launceston. Also to say thank you about the Youth Film Festival. I thought it was wonderful, and I brought 11 volunteers down the hill and they thoroughly enjoyed it. So, and felt really, and it was lovely timing just leading into Volunteer Week. Perfect timing. And there was something. That's what I was going to say. I would like to take this moment, if I may, to promote something else with regard to mental health, and that's tomorrow night there's the 31 Ways to Sing Your Blues Away film project that's been funded through
It's been funded through some of the mental health services in Tas, Mental Health Council with One Voice and some other groups. And so they are also a group of volunteers in the community singing, and they've done 31 short movies, and they're launching them tomorrow at the Falmouth Community Centre from 4 till 6. So that would be a great event, and I think all councillors are invited and staff. So, yep. Thank you.
Chris, have you got any further to add?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Okay, if we've got nothing further, I'm going to take this one to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 24.15.2, RV camping at Fingal. Chris.
Thank you, Mayor. So we did discuss this at the last workshop. This has come about because of the works that we're doing through the grant funding that was provided from the Black Summer Funding in regards to setting up a youth park at Fingal. Since the 1st of January, we have to be mindful of the child and youth safeguarding legislation that was introduced in Tasmania. And this has raised the issue of regards to free camping or any form of camping and in young people's spaces. We know that people camp for free at this space, Fingal Park, and I'm asking that council reconsider where we change the area for free parking, free camping in Fingal and move it to the recreation ground.
Thank you, Chris. Can I have somebody move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Barnes and seconded Councillor Chappell. Any comments? Councillor Drummond?
I think it's a really good use of that space down there. We've had larger groups there previously when they've applied to council to use that space. I think it's a great way of resolving an issue next to the children's playground and keeping camping in the area so that they bring visitors to the valley. Yep.
Thank you. Councillor Johnston?
I also support this consideration. So I assume when we are considering relocating something that there will be something that will come back to us to say this is what we will be doing, that the consideration, there is something that actually happens, or is it just...
Through you, Mayor, we're actually asking that council do it now, and as part of the process we engage with the community. So if the community come back and say no, well then I will bring it back to council to see what alternatives are. But in hindsight, the legislation says that we need to be mindful of young people's spaces. So yeah, we have an obligation to do something in regards to free camping and child activities.
I'm just questioning in regard to that through the Mayor. Is there going to be increased facilities, as in toilet and shower facilities? Because I'm not sure how much is there, but it looked from the photo that there's only a small amount of facilities there.
Through you, Mayor, it may be one toilet short.
Okay, that's right, yep.
Councillor Barnes. So, with this, I like the idea and I support it. I just think as part of the engagement with the community, if we could talk about the larger use of the recreation space at the recreation ground. Yeah.
Have no further comments? I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Now, we're going to stop now. We've got a citizenship, so if everybody would like to stay here, we'll do the Australian citizenship, and then we can have our cup of tea, cup of coffee with the new Australian citizen. So would you like to turn... Thank you.